authors of this paper?
Well, materials modeling is now a mature subject, and I wanted to assess the achievements after nearly two decades since it came into prominence.
Has the method met expectations? Perhaps you could comment first about the technique.
Well, one interesting outcome is that it isn't useful to focus on linking the scales, because that inevitably leads to huge difficulties, and when solutions exist, they generally are not of generic importance.
What would you recommend as an alternative strategy?
Well, I think that it is useful to treat the different methods that we have as tools and to combine them according to the problem at hand. You could, for example, think of going directly from thermodynamics to mechanical properties without the intervention of microstructure.
Can you give a specific example?
Yes, the estimation of creep properties using phase diagram calculations as inputs to a neural network model for creep deformation.
And do you think that models have sufficient complexity to deal with practical problems?
That's a good question. The individual techniques, such as ab initio methods, microstructural calculations, almost always are too simple to be useful in real life. But when you combine them, it is possible to avoid the oversimplifications that scientists tend to make, and in that process, destroy the technological goal.
What was the second point you wanted to make?
I think that the processes used in the validation of models are weak and often overstated. We need to be frank about what is being validated, and it's also necessary to disseminate the models for others to exploit and test in order to satisfy the fundamental condition for publications, that means reproducibility by independent scientists.
Thank you, Harry.